Our neighbours in Timor-Leste are experiencing the worst floods in 50 years, displacing many families while managing their COVID outbreaks. Care Australia is on the ground helping the government and community after this natural disaster. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with humanitarian coordinator at Care Australia, Samantha Orr, and started asking her how dire the issue is in Timor-Leste.
So the flooding that's taken place over the past week has been some of the worst that we've seen in 50 years. It's particularly affected the capital city of Dili, but also people who are living close to rivers or in low-lying areas. Also other population centres like VKK have also been significantly affected by floods.
How many people and families have been placed into accommodation shelters so far? And how many more are expected to be in these shelters?
So the figures are still coming in, and I think they will increase over the coming days. But currently the information that we have is that more than 10,000 people have been significantly affected, and that there are over 9,500 people in 18 emergency evacuation centres around the city of Dili.
With the recent outbreaks of COVID there, I understand there were some outbreaks in Timor-Leste. How difficult has it been to displace the families into shelter accommodation? And how are people on the ground trying to solve the issue?
COVID is a significant concern for everybody. There was increasing cases before the flood, so they were in the beginning of an outbreak in early March, and so figures had been increasing significantly in that month. Obviously, the flooding has complicated that, particularly with people living in close quarters in emergency evacuation centres. We are supporting the government in trying to ensure that people are able to maximise social distancing practices in those centres, and also making sure that people have access to masks and hand sanitiser so that they're able to protect themselves while they're staying in these temporary shelters.
What is the people from Care Australia telling you about the situation there? How do they look at it?
So the situation is pretty grave, both from a flooding perspective, but then also the complication of increased COVID cases, but also the risk of that to continue to increase. A number of our staff have also been affected themselves. They've had their home flooded as well. So it's a big issue because all of Dili has been affected. Everybody who lives in the city has been affected to some extent. And so it's trying to work with the government and with other civil society organisations to provide help to those that are the most affected. Obviously, for Care, we're particularly concerned about women and children who are 14 times more at risk of death and injury in these types of disasters, to make sure that they're also getting what they need as well. Obviously, what we're hearing from our colleagues in country is that some of the most immediate needs are that people need access to food, they need to have clothing, and also somewhere safe to sleep at night. For us, we are trying to work with the government in those evacuation centres to make sure that people have access to places to sleep, clothing, food, but also some of that COVID equipment or supplies. But also then, as we go forward, to make sure that people have the ability to go back and reconstruct or to fix their homes, so they're able to go back to their homes as soon as possible.
Now, how can people help out, and where can we get more information about the things Care Australia is doing on the ground in Timor-Leste?
So our staff on the ground are working with the government and with civil society to understand what people's needs are. So we're doing assessments in order to understand where we can provide support. For people that are interested, I would direct them to our website at care.org.au, where we have more information about the flooding, but also how people can support if they want. It's important that we're supporting also local organisations who work directly in Dili. As we get more of an understanding of what people need to be able to go back to their lives, that we're also supporting those organisations and also the government in terms of what they see as the priorities for who've been affected. I would invite people to go to our website, because there's more information there, both on the floods and also how people can support in helping people to recover their lives.
That was Humanitarian Coordinator at Care Australia, Samantha Orr, speaking with Eduardo Jordan. For more information about the issue, you can head to our website, thewire.org.au.